and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Check your fridge for Boar's Head deli meat. It's linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 57 people in 18 states are sick. 9 have died, including Gershon Morgenstein's dad.
We're all still in shock for all of the things, you know, that he's seen and been through in his life.
He was a Holocaust survivor. The CDC warning customers may still have tainted meat in their fridge. In the presidential race, heavy campaigning today among the candidates. Democrat Kamala Harris, she and her running mate Tim Walz continue their bus tour in Georgia today. Trump holds a town hall in Wisconsin amid controversy over his visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday that's being called an illegal campaign photo op.
NPR reports Trump campaign officials were asked not to take photos or videos in a specific section of the cemetery, which allegedly led to a verbal and physical altercation with a cemetery employee. Overnight, the New York Times reporting the cemetery official has opted not to file charges, reportedly fearing retribution from Trump supporters.
ABC's Perry Russum.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 activity is running high in parts of Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Haupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations or have been infected before.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Haupt says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Governor Evers' changes to school spending in the state budget will stand. Dane County Judge Stephen Elke ruled this week the changes Evers made are allowed under state law. Evers used his partial veto to transform spending on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction. He also cut grants for school vouchers and private schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Nearly 200 votes have been officially thrown out following the ballot mishap in the town of Summit for the August primary election. Douglas County officials say no complaint has been filed since the redistricting-related election mistake. The ballots in the small town had incorrectly noted the race as the 73rd Assembly District rather than the 74th Assembly District, but all of the other races on the ballot were correct. Republican incumbent Chance Green was named the winner as the 200 votes would not have changed the outcome. About 1 month after emergency federal assistance was approved for Minnesota residents affected by the extreme summer flooding, nearly $10 million has been distributed. According to a Northern News Now report, the emergency funding from FEMA has been spread across 19 counties in Minnesota, including St. Louis County. There have also been more than $3 million of payouts through National Flood Insurance Program claims. Residents affected by the floods can still apply for aid until September 27th. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said the roster's talent made it difficult to make cuts.
This is a really tough, you know, 3-4 days for everybody involved. It's not easy to go through this process and make these decisions, but more importantly, you got a lot of young men in there that have put a ton of work into this, and to kind of have to, you know, tell them you don't want to move on, but just by rules you have to, and so it's really tough.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible, an inch or more in spots. Our high today, 81. After that, heading into a fantastic weekend, sunny, more comfortable. We're talking highs in the low 70s by Sunday at Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Egg Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we kick off Labor Day weekend. What are your plans? And should the weekend be the actual start of the school year or not?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I'm
brother, dig it.
Stop right on. What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name?
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man? You want some of that hot weather back?
I'm doing okay. You know, it was a little bit cooler, but it was a lot cooler, but it's still humid. It was still sticky.
A little bit cooler. It was 69 degrees when I got up this morning.
Well, in the morning, certainly. I think it was still close to 80 yesterday during the day, though.
Isn't 80 the optimum?
Yeah, sure. I'll take it.
We know what's coming. But anyway, got a great show lined up for you this morning. We're going to kick it off, as always, with my best hour of the week. And we have some great hours, but there's none better than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I just have to let people know that we're going to be joined by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee for a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Dr. Smith, who is a internationally renowned psychologist who is on his way back to Paris to work with, the Paralympics. He's a great friend and a man who we're going to have a great conversation with. That'll be at 9 o'clock. But until then, so Dr. Omar, you want to talk about a subject that, man, is a struggle. And I don't know why it's always a struggle, but why is sleeping such a struggle for Americans?
It's because we don't sleep enough. Most of us, we don't sleep enough. And it's a big challenge because sleep is it's very crucial for health, similar to nutrition and exercise. One third of your day, of your life, of my life, is about sleep. And if we do not sleep well, that's a problem. Sleep is important for vital processes in the body, like tissue repair, muscle growth, hormone regulation. And for the brain, sleep is essential for cognitive function, thinking, memory, emotional stability. Chronic sleep deprivation has been linked to various health issues. There is not a single health problem that is not affected or improved with better sleep. It is just by itself can cause cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer. So we can ignore sleep as long as we can, and then the body is going to come back and ask for the payback. So it can appear that we're doing nothing when we're sleeping, but our body needs this time, right? So
you know, Dr. Omar, you just always have a subject that So this machine called the body that we just take for granted, and the way it's structured and was created is as perfect a machine as has ever been created, you know, by man. Not that our bodies have been created by man, but all the great creations that man has done with machines pale in comparison to this machine called the human body. Sleep. How many hours? I've read some things where, you know, people said 8 hours, and then there are other people who come and say, well, you don't quite need 8 hours. You say, for optimum operation of this great machine called the body, how many hours?
I'm going to quote Dr. Mark Houston. He is one of the top integrative cardiology experts in the world, talking about sleep in a book about cardiovascular health, heart health. He said that short sleep duration of less than 6 hours is an independent risk factor for CHD, myocardial infarction, hypertension, heart failure, diabetes mellitus, obesity, metabolic syndrome, silent cerebral infarcts, etc. Prolonged sleep of over 10 hours increase also issues with CVA and brain problems. 8 hours appear to be the perfect sleep duration for most people to prevent those kind of chronic health conditions. So I would say 7 to 8 hours is optimum.
So, and preferably consecutive.
Consecutive. So like, yeah, regularity is key. Like I go to bed at a certain time, I wake up at a certain time. So I train my brain and my body on the routine.
So why is it harder for us as we age to get those consecutive hours of sleep?
For several reasons.
Or maybe I'm just speaking for me, but you know.
Yeah, for several reasons. For any busy person, we are a nation, a world that runs on caffeine. I'll give you just a simple example. I'll start with caffeine because all of us drink coffee. Most of us drink coffee. If you drink coffee, it stays in the body. Half-life is 6 hours. So half-life means half of the cup of coffee, half of the caffeine that you take after 6 hours is still in your body. Quarter of the cup of coffee that you drink, a quarter of the amount of coffee that you drink are staying after 12 hours. So if you, the last cup of coffee that you drink is at 12 p.m. by noon, by 12 in the morning, 12 a.m., the quarter of this amount of caffeine is still in your system. And that's why we tell people try to drink coffee early in the day, not later in the day, because caffeine is going to stay. So the caffeine is one issue. Another issue is the machines that are meant to capture your attention. The handheld devices, phones, iPads, TV, etc. They are meant to capture your attention. Drama, TV shows, meant to capture your attention. So we stay watching and we fall asleep in front of the screen. So that's another challenge. Like we need to stop this kind of influx of blue light for like at least an hour before bedtime. And then the other thing that is very important, it is just to make it pitch black before you go to bed. Add to this also a misconception about alcohol, which is actually it's causing sedation and doesn't make you kind of sleep. Actually, it causes sleep disturbance. So if people are used to drinking a cup of wine or alcohol before going to bed, thinking that it helps them sleep better, it's actually doing the opposite. Because you don't want to just fall asleep. You want to fall asleep, stay asleep, and go to the deep stages of sleep that will help with the natural production of serotonin, melatonin. And the most important 2 hours of sleep is right before you wake up, because we need you to be in deep sleep so that testosterone is produced and is metabolized best at that time, so you can function best the following day and wake up and do what you have to do. So it's a process of 7 to 8 hours that your body is kind of waking up again and preparing and for the challenges to come. So
you talked about, and I want you to repeat that, the final 2 hours of the sleep is when testosterone is being produced, and so that's critically important. All of it is critically important, but you just mentioned, and I want to make sure that I heard it right, those final 2 hours, especially, is during the time that the body develops the testosterone that is critically important to, especially though, you know, men and women.
Yes. So these final 2 hours are often associated with REM sleep, rapid eye movement stage of sleep, very important for hormone regulation, including testosterone in both men and women. So it helps with the peak production of testosterone. Typically, it occurs during sleep, particularly in this phase, which often happens during this latest part of the night. The longer you sleep, the more REM cycle you experience, REM, for both men and women. So those are crucial. Shorter sleep duration or waking up before completion of the last 2 hours can significantly reduce the testosterone production. Studies showed that the testosterone levels can decrease by as much as 15% with just 1 week of reduced sleep. Other studies show that increasing women sleep by 1 hour a night can increase her pleasure with intimate relationship by up to 40%, 40%, 15 to 40%. And that's more than what happens with medication.
Hey Dr. Omar, repeat that.
If for women, increasing the amount of sleep through the night by like 1 hour, just one hour, can increase her pleasure with intimate relationship by up to 40%, 40%.
Let me ask you, because again, you always make me think. So as we age, and our prostates and things don't, you know, work as well as they did earlier, and sometimes we have to get up in the middle of the night and go and urinate and do those kind of things. They interrupt the deep sleep that you're talking about. What about that?
Yeah. Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, so as we've aged, Dr. Omar, we find ourselves, talk about me, having to get up and urinate more at night. And so that interrupts the deep sleep that you're talking about. So we need to watch what we're drinking late at night as well, so we don't have to wind up running, you know.
Yes, I agree. Yes. It's just the bladder capacity,
right,
to hold urine decreases. So if there's a physiological issue, we need to deal with it. All right. If a medication is needed to help with that, that will help for sure improve the quality of the sleep. So I agree with you.
All that's right.
We suffer as we age.
844-967-2789. You're officially in the pharmacy with none other than Dr. Omar, the pharmacist and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, how can people reach you?
Through calling and leaving a message at 262-429-9429 or going to the website wiltopiarx.com. Earl, I want to talk about the top five medications that can increase the incidence of urination during night.
So, Dr. Omar, before we go there, we got some callers on the line, so let's go to the calls. And before we even do that, Calvin, Dr. Omar, we owe Calvin a great deal of credit for that catchy tune that opens up.
Love it.
Yeah, man, Calvin, man, you hit the ball out of the park, man. Every time I hear that, man, I just love it. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, and thanks for this invaluable topic, Dr. Omar. When I go in to see my functional medicine doctor, the first thing he asks me is, how is my sleep? I'm trying to work on my sleep with the help of my Aura ring, but I've got a heck of a long way to go. And I heard you mention obesity before, and some time ago I heard or read from a reliable health source that adequate sleep is more important factor in losing weight than diet. What's your opinion on that?
I completely agree that adequate sleep plays a role in weight loss because of the hormonal regulation and appetite control. We have several factors here. One of them is related to managing stress. So managing stress during the day is very important to help with weight loss. So if you sleep better, you're going to manage your stress more. And then there are important hormones, the leptin and ghrelin. Leptin and ghrelin, which sleep influences the balance between two very critical hormones. They are important to regulate the appetite, in which leptin is signaling the brain that you are full, while the ghrelin stimulates the hunger. Lack of sleep reduces the leptin and increases the ghrelin levels, leading to increased appetite and craving, particularly for high-calorie, carb-rich food. Another thing is the metabolic and energy expenditure, in which the resting metabolic rate, when you are resting, sleep is affecting this kind of resting metabolic rate. Poor sleep is going to make it worse. Fewer calories are burned at rest. So there is a huge impact for the quality of sleep on diet and food choices. I would say the core of what we depend on when we are working on weight loss is lifestyle changes. One of them is improving the quality of sleep.
You know, Dr. Omar, you haven't said this yet, but you always food. Okay, food. Eating late at night, and those kind of things, they have to interfere with your sleeping. I know that if I eat at a certain time, I'm restless. I can't sleep. So we really have to be careful at the time that we finish eating during the evening. Is it safe to say that?
It's safe to say that. I want to remind every caller on the show, every other patient that comes to the pharmacy is on an acid reflux medication. Eating late at night increases this problem, indigestion, acid reflux. We are used to eating a heavy meal at night and then sleeping within like an hour. So slowing the digestion, acid reflux, when we are going to sleep, we have to remember that our gut is sleeping as well. It's not ready to digest food, right? So
wow.
Here comes the problem. And that's why I again always talk about the importance of the most important meal in the day is breakfast. Eat a healthy breakfast and then don't worry about what you eat later in the later meals. Even if you are on a keto diet, eat a very early breakfast and a bit of a late dinner and leave about 3 hours from the latest meal until you go to bed. I know this is not easy, but the easiest thing to work on is to eat a healthier, more protein dense foods in the morning before 10 a.m. And that will help to regulate metabolism and organize the day.
You know, you talked about, before I cut you off, 5 different things to help with your bladder.
5 different medications that we have to like kind of be aware when to take them so they wouldn't increase nocturia or going to the bathroom during sleeping time at night. One of them is hydrochlorothiazide. Many patients take hydrochlorothiazide and it comes by itself or in a combination with other blood pressure medication for high blood pressure and edema. We just need to take it early in the day, in the morning. The second one is furosemide, loop diuretics, also blood pressure medication, helps with heart failure. Patients, when they take it, we recommend it to take the first dose at 6 a.m. in the morning and the second dose about 6 hours later. And I mean by second dose is to cut the tablet to half. That's recommendations to cut the tablet to half. Take one now, one after 6 hours. And look for the potassium content because many people that take this medication would be low on potassium. So it has to be monitored. And if it's low, the doctor will tell you to eat foods rich in potassium or to take potassium as a medication. The third one is also blood pressure medication, spironolactone, taken in combination with other diuretics to help to prevent potassium loss. So spironolactone, all of these medications take early in the morning. And then after that, there are medications like Invokana for high blood sugar, all right? And then after that, there is atenolol, chlorthalidone. If you take any of these medications, take them early in the day, because if you take them late at night, it will make you go to the bathroom more.
You know, Dr. Omar, I don't know why they didn't just name medications Calvin, Earl, Dr. Omar.
Our life would be easier.
Yeah, the titles of all of those medications are frightening. 844-967-2789. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to take a short hiatus and welcome Mayor Cavalier Johnson from the city of Milwaukee. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate at the state prison in Green Bay is dead. Corrections officials say it appears his cellmate killed him Tuesday. It's the latest in a string of inmate deaths at Wisconsin's oldest maximum security prisons since last year. The presidential campaign returns to battleground Wisconsin. Last night in De Pere, Republican running mate J.D. Vance spoke against the high cost of living.
Wages have failed to keep pace with the price of groceries, the price of housing. So you've got people working harder and harder, feeling like they can't get ahead.
De Pere Democratic Assembly candidate Christy Welch blames businesses for keeping costs high after the pandemic.
The term that a lot of people have probably heard, but you know, that is referred to as greedflation.
She's running against Republican Benjamin Franklin. Donald Trump campaigns in La Crosse tonight. Civic Media has special coverage starting at 6. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to wear a life jacket if they plan on hitting the water for Labor Day weekend. DNR officials say there have been 13 boating-related fatalities this year, 9 of which involved people who were not wearing a life jacket. Wisconsin law also requires an available and correctly sized life jacket for each person aboard a boat. Officials are also reminding residents to follow safe boating practices like slowing down at night and telling someone where you're going before leaving. Duluth residents are expressing concerns over lakeside erosion at a local cemetery. According to a Northern News Now report, the Scandia Cemetery has been plagued by harsh conditions, even causing some human remains to resurface because of the erosion. City officials are looking into options for addressing the erosion, even though the cemetery is privately owned. St. Louis County crews have also fenced off and blocked certain areas of the cemetery that have been more deeply affected by the erosion for the time being. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes the network can't afford not to bring a show back, such is the case with Ted Lasso on Apple TV. That's right, Lasso fans. The show that helped us all get through COVID might be coming back for another season. Series co-creator Bill Lawrence said in a recent interview that several of the cast members have agreed to return, but there is no word yet on whether or not Jason Sudeikis will come back as the title character. Sudeikis is one of the show's creators as well. Deadline.com reports that they believe Sudeikis is already in, which would only leave one non-committal cast member, Juno Temple. Stay tuned. Disgraced actor Armie Hammer says he is selling his truck because he can no longer afford the gas. Hammer says he loves the truck he treated himself to in 2017 intensely. In an awkward Instagram video Hammer posted, it was hard to decipher if he was talking to his truck or the audience at times as he described his love for his vehicle. He added that his kids will miss the truck, but they are adaptable. I wonder if they've heard the cannibalism accusations. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible. An inch or more in spots. Our high today, 81. After that, heading into a fantastic weekend. Sunny, more comfortable. We're talking highs in the low 70s by Sunday at Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump will be in La Crosse on Thursday evening for a town hall, and Crude will be on site in anticipation of the festive gala. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
So long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As promised, I'm joined by the City of Milwaukee Mayor, Cavalier Johnson. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So you want to talk a little bit about the visit of former President Donald Trump and the other Yehu. What is the guy's name? He's the vice president.
Senator J.D. Vance.
It's Senator. J.D. Vance. So what about him?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, thank you, Earl, for allowing me to come on here. And I wanted to come on just because this week we're seeing a lot of activity on the campaign trail from both the Democrats and Republicans. Obviously, the DNC happened last week, and as part of that, Vice President Harris and Governor Walz, they came to Milwaukee during the roll call of the states and celebrated here with us in Pfizer Forum, with more people in Pfizer Forum that night than were present in Pfizer Forum any night of the Republican National Convention. But Kamala Harris officially became the Democratic nominee. Governor Walz will be joining us back here in Milwaukee next week during Memorial Day, and I'm really, really excited about that. This week, there are visits to Wisconsin from Senator J.D. Vance, who's running for vice president, and of course, I believe today, as a matter of fact, Mr. Trump, who will be visiting Eau Claire, La Crosse, Wisconsin, later today to hold a town hall meeting. And this is the thing, right? I think folks understand the contrast. And if they don't understand, they should understand the contrast between the future of America that Kamala Harris as president will provide versus what we know, because we've seen it under Donald Trump as president. Donald Trump's plan and Project 2025, they're extreme, they're draconian, they're dangerous, I think, for women, for people of color, generally throughout our country. And that's not the future that we need to see in this country. For those folks who want a different view, a different vantage point, a different future for America, I think Kamala Harris's vision of providing tax breaks for individuals who have kids, for building more housing, for working to take on corporate landlords that raise rents. Like, those are the things that we need to focus on and make sure that everybody has an opportunity, a chance in America. So folks across Wisconsin are going to hear a lot this week from a former president, and hear a lot as well from Senator Vance. We should keep our eyes on the prize and understand that the best way forward for our communities, for our families, is to elect Vice President Harris to be president of the United States.
Well, you know, Mayor Johnson, I'm going to be at Labor Fest along with Civic Media, as I am every year, and look forward to, you know, getting the chance to, you know, see and possibly have a conversation with Tim Walz, as well as you and others. So, yeah, I mean, it's we're at a critical juncture. People may say, everything's moving fine and fast, and this is being locked down because of the excitement. And so Democrats should be really excited, and we don't have to work as hard. You say what to that?
I say absolutely not. We need to keep our foot on the gas pedal. Look, 2016 was not terribly long ago when Hillary Clinton was at the top of the ticket on the Democratic side, and you know, all the pundits, you know, they said that she had an over 90% chance to win. Yet we had Donald Trump as president for 4 years and severely set our country back. We do not want to see that happen again. And so Democrats, I think, should be chastened by this and understand that there is still a lot of work to do. All of us are really, really excited about the history that we're going to make with electing Kamala Harris, the first woman president, the first Black woman to be president of the United States. That's a great thing, and it speaks to the diversity that we have, not just in our city, but in our country. But that has to be earned. You can't simply wish for it to happen. You can't simply say, oh, you know, the stars have aligned without working for it. Because as they say in scripture, faith without works is dead. So we have to keep working. And we, as Democrats, we know better than most that if you don't work, if you don't go out there, if you don't ask for votes, then they don't come to you and your candidate does not get elected president. So we got a lot of work to do between now and November.
So my last question for you today is, as a mayor of one of the largest cities in the nation, you've seen what the policies of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have done, and you've also been around when Donald Trump was president. So tell us a little bit about the difference of the impact of what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's impact has been on cities across this nation, and the contrast of what happened under Trump.
Well, there are so many things that we could point to here, but in the case of Milwaukee, because I have consistently talked about public safety and that being really, really important to me, I'll talk about that for just a sec. So as it relates to public safety in Milwaukee and in other cities across the country too, when Donald Trump was president of the United States and I was city council president, we saw crime skyrocketing, not just here, but also elsewhere in the country because of failed Trump policies. When you look at what happened when Joe Biden was elected president and Kamala Harris was elected vice president, we saw crime start to drop in Milwaukee and cities across the country because we had a partner in Washington, D.C., in the White House that we could work with that actually understood, the critical importance of making investments at the local level. I mean, think about this, right? If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were not in power and we did not have the American Rescue Plan Act, this city would have been in dire straits where we would have had to cut virtually half of our police department, a quarter of our fire department, all of our libraries essentially would have been closed, and we would have had to lay off hundreds of other employees who make sure that buildings are safe, who fill potholes, who do all these things that also make sure we have a safe community too. That's the difference between Vice President Harris's leadership and Donald Trump's leadership, right? And so we want to have a future where we're able to make those sort of investments in our people and in our communities. We're not going to get that from Donald Trump. We know that because we've already seen it. And Project 2025 goes to show he's got an ulterior motive. Like, he wants to look out for himself. As we know, he wants to continue to cut taxes for the very wealthy in this country and not make the investments in people on the ground. In fact, he wants to take away rights from people on the ground, particularly women. But Kamala Harris's leadership is the contrary to that. She wants to make investments in communities all across this country, including right here in Milwaukee.
Mayor Johnson, I want to thank you very much. I'll probably see you at Labor Fest on Monday.
We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Want to get back in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, thank you very much for allowing us to have that conversation during this time. Let me go back to sleep. You were talking about sleep and talking about this body. So is sleep as critically important for children as it is for adults, or is it more important?
It's more important because the children's brain is growing. Their brain health is very important, and the 8 to 10 hours of sleep they need is crucial for the next day learning and for brain development. And I want to mention that many parents are depending on medications to help their kids sleep, like melatonin. You go to the aisle of melatonin and you see a lot of gummies and you see drops and you see liposomal melatonin, extra. A lot of melatonin, I mean, like it's, and the problem is that consumer reports are showing that many of the products are either very low in the amount of what's on the label or very high, can go up to 5 times the amount of melatonin described on the bottle. We do not need a lot of melatonin, and many times it's inert, it's not doing anything. Anything that's beyond 1 or 3 milligram might not be needed, but to get someone's brain when they are very young as 5 and 6 years old, to get 1 and 3 and 5 milligram of melatonin to sleep at night, that is dangerous for their brain health. So, and it affects the natural way that melatonin is produced in the brain. It gets to be dependent on an exogenous source. Look, I sell melatonin every day, but I like to be conservative and I like to give it to people who need it, you know.
I mean, Dr. Omar, you bring about, you know, medications and sleeping. I've never taken a sleeping pill in my life. I'm 70 years old. I've never taken anything to help me sleep. The dangers, what are the inherent dangers of people taking sleeping medications, and how careful should they be?
The top medications, that's a very good question, Earl. The top medications that are people take to help them sleep is, one of them is Ambien, Zolpidem. Taking it longer term, well, it can cause drowsiness. It can cause short-term memory loss. But longer-term use can eventually lead to Alzheimer's from the challenges that can come with it. Taking benzodiazepines like temazepam, lorazepam. Some patients tell you, like, I take half a tablet every single night of one of these medications. And the longer-term use also can cause problems with the memory, can cause challenges of increase the risk of falling at night. But then there is something like diphenhydramine and Benadryl, and Benadryl PM. And those are over-the-counter that many people are still taking, like 25 milligram or 50 milligram every single night. And the studies are showing, long-term studies are showing that there is an increased risk of Alzheimer and going to the memory care center later in life because of the habit of taking these medications. So, yeah, we have to be a conservative, not because the doctor wrote trazodone prescription for sleep means that you have to take this prescription for the rest of your life. The sleep quality need to be adjusted, and you need to figure out if this is a medication you need to continue taking. Unfortunately, many patients who are taking five or more medications, one of those medications is to help them sleep. So we have to be careful and find other natural ways that can help induce and stay asleep.
So Dr. Omar, Tony says, my wife is also a pharmacist, and she says relying solely on those tablets stops the body from creating it in its own and is counterproductive.
Exactly. I completely agree with that. I look at supplements as something to support what I already started, and I like to evaluate the plan of any supplement that I take or I give my children after 2-3 months. I use melatonin with my children sometimes when they are on a flight to help them sleep and kind of not bother everyone on the plane, but to take it every night and think that this is okay, this is not okay. We're affecting the developmental health, their brain health, and we should be careful.
You know, Dr. Omar, all of these conversations you and I have, and they are so poignant and they are so critically important to one's, the quality of one's life when we're talking about all these different medications. I wonder on a broader scale, nationally, if these discussions are being had as these medications are continuing to be produced. And so you and I can have this conversation and we reach a very small group of listeners, but we're talking about the entire nation and these conversations aren't being had and people are taking these medications. And there is no Dr. Omar and on the Earl Ingram Show where this information is getting out. Hold the thought. Yes. 844-967-2789. You're in the pharmacy officially with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of, well, Willtopia in Mequon and Thingsville.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain.
In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you again?
You can call at the pharmacy 262-429-9429 and leave me a message, or go to willtopiarx.com and communicate with me by texting or by sending an email.
And so, Calvin, if people, he said that so fast, I want to make sure people can heard something today that they need to talk with him about, how can they get in touch with him?
Yeah, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows and find the Earl Ingram Show. You can watch today's episode, all of the past In the Pharmacies, as well as any other past Earl Ingram Show. You can also watch back the live stream on YouTube or Facebook.
Hey, Calvin, thank you very much. So, Dr. Omar, before we had that short break, I was asking all these subjects that we talk about, and all of them are so critically important, as I'm learning more and more about this machine, the greatest machine ever created, the human body. And you keep explaining about these medications we're taking. And so that's happening all over the world, all over the nation and all over the world. And yet, these conversations that we're having, are they having being had on a broader scale? If not, it certainly should be, right?
Actually, I go to a lot of conventions and I meet practitioners, clinicians, doctors, pharmacists, nurse practitioners who spread this message in different communities. So I am happy that here in Wisconsin we're having these conversations, because we are sparking the fire of knowledge and awareness, because patching the issues that we're having as a community in healthcare is not helping, is not working, make things go dysfunctional and go haywire. And we saw this with COVID, when we noticed like many people are having more problems than others, and the immune system, obesity, stress, all of that came down the hill. So yeah, these conversations are very important, and I think it's crucial for us to keep discussing them. Just a consideration I want to tell parents, and for also the grandchildren, that they have, we now see more problems with sleeping due to the excessive use of electronic devices and iPads and all of that. So just wanna tell the parents, always discuss with the pediatrician about what to do, what to give the children. But in general, if melatonin is recommended, it's also always recommended in low doses, 3 to 5 years old, 1 to 2 milligram, taken 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime, 1 to 2 milligram. If it's 6 to 12 years old, we're talking about 1 to 3 milligram, 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime, and short-term use only for a few days or a few weeks until we establish a pattern of better sleep, and then we stop it. We don't continue using it for longer times.
So melatonin is used for what purpose? I mean, it provides what purpose in the body?
It's anti-inflammatory. It's an anti-inflammatory for the brain and for the gut as well. And there is more research on it used anti-inflammatory more than the research to help with the sleep. But it's a hormone. It's a hormone in the body that helps to regulate sleep-wake cycle. It kind of helps you to induce sleep, but if you take it, you fall asleep, you wake up again, it doesn't work. We use other things, you know. So that's why there are more natural ways and more natural supplements to help with the sleep. My best supplements in my store don't have melatonin to help with the sleep. CBD oil and CBD oil combination, we have to approach them with caution as well, because they can interact with medications that we take. So your primary doctor, the heart doctor, need to know that you're taking CBD oil. If you take CBD oil, and you have to take it from a trusted source to make sure that the combination of what you're taking is actually helpful for your body and your brain on a longer term of use.
So again, you always make me ask the next question. Every time I talk to you, you make me ask the next question. So the next question is, even though you talk about the melatonin that people can buy over the counter, and melatonin serves many different purposes in the body, how does the melatonin know, how do you know what part of the body needs the melatonin as opposed to for the brain or for other parts? And can you, by taking it to address one issue, do damage in the other aspects of where melatonin is used?
A very good question. If it's taken in low dose for a certain period of time, it is okay, because it's a hormone that's already in the brain. During COVID, we used it in some protocols to help support overall health because of how it's impactful on the immune system. We know it according to if we're having problems in the brain or having problems in the gut or having problems in the inflammation. And this is based on individualized recommendations based on the health conditions of individuals. So practitioners who understand those supplements would give a plan for the dose, the duration, according to looking at different health conditions, chronic health conditions. And that's why every one of us is like a university, is like a case study. And that's why not what works for you works for me. It just has to be more of a bio-individualized approach.
You know, Dr. Omar, we just don't have enough time. Because, again, maybe what we need to do is start talking to Civic Media about maybe giving Dr. Omar his own show. Where he's on every day. Because, man, there's so much information that you give. Man, thank you very much. It's always great talking to you. My favorite hour of the week. Dr. Omar, you've been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we'll see you in a week.
Thank you. See you.
All right. Take care. All right. Up next, the blacksmith himself, Dr. Romel Smith. Will be joining us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll talk about Jack Smith's new superseding indictment against Donald Trump, and Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joins us. He's now with Civic.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK. And on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.